I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Dispute Resolution Center is a nonprofit organization which facilitates peaceful resolution of conflicts. We spoke with Executive Director Tori Ellis to learn more about this organization and what you can do to become a volunteer.
Well, the purpose of the Dispute Resolution Center, we are actually a local mediation center. We're a nonprofit, and we do low-cost and no-cost mediations here in the Brazos Valley and the surrounding counties.
Okay, and who uses? Can we call it the DRC? Is that what you guys refer to?
Yes, we do
call
it, yes.
Okay, that way we don't have to keep saying it over and over. Who uses the DRC? What kind of people come to you guys for your services?
Well, anybody can come to the DRC. We can mediate pretty much anything. Most of our customers are usually court-ordered here through the court systems for either for civil cases or for family cases, such as divorce, child custody, those kind of things.
Okay, and who runs the actual mediation sessions?
All of our mediators are volunteer mediators. Now, to be a mediator in Texas, you do have to have go through the certification course. The basic certification is 40 hours. And then to do family cases, you have to take an additional 30 hours in family or advanced mediation. So all of our mediators are volunteer, but they've all been trained to be mediators.
Now, I can imagine that you guys maybe start to run short sometimes on volunteers.
Yes, we do.
And so right now, is this something that y'all are looking for, more people to be able to help out during these mediation sessions?
We are always looking for new mediators. As the courts become more and more clogged, it makes mediation a really good option because you can actually come in and try and reach either a full agreement where you don't have to go to court or a partial agreement where it cuts down on your court time. So, the more mediators, more volunteers that we have, the more we can actually do here.
And obviously, I'm assuming the more time you spend out of court, it probably saves you a little money, especially when you can go to something like this, which you said was a no-cost or low-cost type of resolution.
Yes, ma'am. Being able to come to a mediation actually saves you a lot of time in court. It'll save you on attorney fees. Plus, you get to have input in your final decision. You're not going before a judge, and the judge makes the decision for you. In mediation, you get to voice your concerns, and you actually get to create your own agreement.
And let's go get back to the volunteer side of things. Who can volunteer? Are there any prerequisites for people who are interested in volunteering?
The only prerequisite is that you do have to be a certified mediator in Texas, which means you will have to take the basic course and then you have to take the advanced training in order to volunteer here. However, we offer both of those trainings. We actually have one coming up this summer in June. And for anybody that's interested in volunteering, we are giving that away as a free training.
And so you mentioned that they're coming up in June. If someone's interested, what can they do to find out more information or to even sign up for one of those trainings?
If they can go on our website, which is bvdrc.org, and under upcoming events, it actually gives you the dates and it has a link where you can register for the classes.
And Tori, what if somebody might be interested, but they don't just necessarily feel like, maybe they don't feel like they're qualified or they're a little bit nervous? Is the training something that is also just a good example of the things that they're going to have to deal with and maybe some of the issues that they'll be required to mediate whenever they actually start volunteering?
The training does give you a really good idea of, what you're going to have to be mediating and what you're going to be doing. But here at the DRC, we don't just push you into mediation. We actually start people off co-mediating until they're comfortable with that. That way they're in with an experienced mediator, and we don't have them start meeting on their own until they're very comfortable and they know what's going on.
Thanks again to Executive Director Tori Ellis for visiting with us today. More information is online at bvdrc.org. That's bvdrc.org. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.